7 years ago, Zahir Hamshari fled to Jordan to escape the civil war in Syria. But his life now is full of questions and fears. Can he pay the cost of rent or electricity? What about food? One thing he knows, he cannot return to his home. There is no future for us in Syria, Hamshari said. Jordan opened its border with Syria so that Syrian refugees could return home. More than 1 million Syrians are living in the kingdom. There are few jobs that pay well. The refugees are trapped by poverty and hopelessness, living in a country that was already struggling to feed its own people. The Syrian crisis has hurt the progress made by Jordan over recent years, Jordan's planning ministry said in a statement. Education, health, and water infrastructure have been strained in several communities, he added. Many Jordanian schools now have separate morning and afternoon classes to make room for the refugee children. Water use is up over 20% in a country with severe water shortages. The ministry said that while some countries have been supportive with aid, donor fatigue is a problem. Foreign donors have paid just 6.1% of the $2.4 billion needed for refugee services this year, the government said. Jordan shares a border with southern Syria. At the start of the civil war in 2011, refugees flooded two refugee camps organized by the Jordanians. Now, most refugees have moved to the cities, where they are permitted to work in some jobs. Jordan has accepted an estimated 1.3 million Syrians, including some 670,000 people officially named by the UN as refugees. That is a large problem for a country of roughly 10 million. Turkey took in 3.6 million refugees, and Lebanon took nearly 1 million. When Jordan opened its main border with Syria last October after 4 years, there were hopes that refugees would begin to return home. Since then, only 28,000 refugees have gone back, according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The agency found late last year that 78% of refugees hope to return to Syria one day, but only 8% will do so in the next year. We do see that most plan to go back to Syria one day in the future, but only a small portion of them are wanting to go back in the next 12 months, said Lily Carlisle. She is the UN spokeswoman in Jordan. Refugees say they fear for their safety or being forced to join the army. There are also few jobs or housing. Families and friends still in Syria tell the refugees the situation is still dangerous and they should not return. The UNHCR is working with the Jordanian government and aid organizations. It provides services for refugees, including education and health services. It can also provide money. But donor nations gave just 25% of the needed amount this year, and the UN is struggling to meet demands. Hamshari fled with his family from their home in Damascus in 2012. The 36-year-old said he left Syria after he was arrested following anti-government protests. He said he was tortured during 3 months in jail. He believes he will be in danger if he returns. He added that his home near Damascus is destroyed. Today, he works in a pharmaceutical factory and lives in a small apartment in a working-class neighborhood in East Amman. He says he receives about $200 in food coupons from the UN each month, but gets no other assistance. Like many other refugees, he cannot pay his rent and electricity bills. He lives by borrowing money from friends and relatives, but says few people have money to lend because they are in the same situation. "I feel lost," he said. "I haven't achieved anything in the last 6 or 7 years, only eating and drinking and being indebted. If I stay like this, I will die from anger." I'm Susan Shand.